As we come to communion today, I want to introduce myself. My name is Jonathan Romig, and I'm the pastor here. But I want to welcome everyone and invite you to participate in the Lord's Supper. And I have a few things that I wanted to explain about how we do communion, how we do the Lord's Supper here at Cornerstone. Now, for those that have been coming for a while, you might have noticed that we do communion kind of having a new reflection each week. We have it kind of looking at the supper, looking at communion from a different angle. And this is because as I've studied communion and as I've taken communion over the years, I've noticed that all throughout Scripture, there's just a lot of depth to it. There's a lot of truth to it. There's a deep theology of the Lord's Supper. And so each time I want us to continue to look at the supper from different angles. And we see that all throughout Scripture. We see kind of the origins of communion in Exodus. We've been studying through the book of Exodus. We have the manna. We have the Passover meal. And those things feed into the Lord's Supper in the New Testament. And then you, of course, have lots of places in the New Testament. So I want to kind of set your expectations for how we're going to be doing communion as a church in general. And I brought kind of three expectations that you can have for when we do the Lord's Supper here at Cornerstone. And expectation number one is that you can just expect a reflection on the supper. So as I lead or the other future elders of Cornerstone lead communion, you can expect some sort of devotional on the supper. Second, you can expect this, almost any place you go for communion, expect a fencing of the table. Now, what do I mean by that? The fencing of the table is when we say to everyone here, we let anyone take communion that knows Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. So you don't have to be a member of Cornerstone. You can be from any church, but as long as you know Jesus and have a saving relationship with Him. And then we also ask that that you examine your lives. As part of fencing the table, you want to look at your own heart and say, am I living a life that's honoring Jesus? Am I obeying Him? Am I kind of participating in intentional sin where I'm willfully disobeying Jesus? And if you are, we also ask you to take a break and not take it this month. But really, those should provoke kind of self-reflections in your own heart. And then perhaps come talk to me if there's things that you think we need to address. And this comes straight from Scripture. So looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 29, this is where we see kind of the origins of fencing the table. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. So we want to take some time to reflect, to see if we have a relationship with Jesus, and then see if we're honoring Him with our lives. So that's the second expectation, fencing the table. And the third expectation you can have is the words of institution. Now, these are not magical words. These are not kind of a spell that we cast on the supper to change it. It is instead what we see in the Scriptures, that Paul in the New Testament actually taught us to go through as we celebrate the supper. And they tell us about the meal as we reflect and as we say these words. The words are, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, He took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes again.'" So these are the words of institution that kind of prepare our hearts to take communion. So the kind of the three expectations I want us to have are to reflect on the supper, receive it, and then you can meditate on it as we go through the supper together. And two, to take some time to examine your own heart. Let the Holy Spirit convict you. Let the Holy Spirit encounter you in a real way and confess those sins to God, and then just come before and take the supper. And finally, just hear the words of institution. When we hear the words of institution, we hear the gospel. The gospel is the good news that Jesus Christ shed his blood and his body was broken on our behalf so that we can live in eternity with Christ. And that's a beautiful message. And so just kind of savor on that as we go through the supper. I'm going to invite my servers to come up front with me. And then I'm going to pray for the supper. And just take some time and quiet your heart and let's go through this together. Father God, would you bless this supper? Would we approach this supper humbly, approach Christ humbly? Would we encounter him spiritually? Would we be changed and would we be molded to be a little bit more like him? It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.